Good morning. Wow, I sounded loud, didn't I? All right. Hey. How's everybody doing? Hey. Beautiful people of Unity Church of Light. I love it. Love it. Send me energy. What a wonderful morning. What a wonderful morning. You know what? I got something to tell you. This is a day that the Lord has made. Did you know that? And guess what? We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So let's get started right now. Well, how do we start? Always with prayer. So let's affirm first our statement by Ken Diago. Together, in the unity of this moment, all is perfect, whole and complete. The one power, the one presence expresses in me every moment of every day. I open my heart to the wisdom and intelligence that exist in the universe and in my mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. I release all doubt. I trust that what I need is showered upon me and rises within me at the right time and place and the correct sequence. I know divine order is always unfolding for my highest good, and all is well in our world. Let's take a deep breath in. I was saying that, I say that every morning for myself, and I see I impose that on you in this moment. But we know that our highest good is always being showered upon us. We're so grateful to be able to come into this chapel, to be cool or warm, whatever the need is, depending on the conditions outside. We take nothing for granted. We're grateful for the electricity, the lights, for the technology that is used here. All is a blessing. And we open our hearts and our minds to give and praise God for the goodness that He has bestowed upon Unity Church of Light right here, right now, and always. So we let His energy flow this morning. We let it move. We let it rise from within in us and reach out to anyone who may be in need this day of knowing the truth of their being. So Holy Spirit, moving throughout all the universe, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We're claiming it right here, right now. The words that will be spoken today and the music we'll hear, uplifting our spirits, and we say, amen. Thank you, God.
Wear a rainbow in the month of June. Put a quote on my car window, about the good I wanna do. I could buy a poster praising everybody's worth, take a picture by a waterfall and prove I care about the earth, to show I know what love means. That's who I could be. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. What love needs are hands and feet. What love needs is me. I could circle holy places to visit when I can, pin a ribbon on my overcoat, raise another flag. I could cheer the loudest for someone else's work, tell the youth to go forward and heal the world of hurt, to show I know how love moves. That's what I could do. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. What love needs are hands and feet. What love needs is me. We'll never find a brighter light than the one shining as our lives. When one of us stands, we all rise. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. And feet. What love needs is. What love needs is. What love needs is me. What love needs is me. What love needs is me.
Good morning, fellow travelers on the path.
Good morning.
The reading today is reflection. I reflect the brilliant light of God. God, the one presence and power in the universe, is expressing through all people, the natural world, and other aspects of life. If I ever doubt the presence of God, I need only behold the world around me. The light of God is being reflected in the kind words and acts of people, in the beauty and magnificence of nature, and in life's grand rhythms and minuscule movements. I, too, reflect the brilliance of God, my ideas, dreams, and all I do to make my mark on the world are just some of the ways the divine expresses uniquely as me. Living from my divinity, I bring more of God's light into the world. Today's reading from Corinthians 3:18, and all of us, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, what a crowd. What love needs is us. Mm-hmm. And we are here to receive and give love today. My name is Jackie Compton. I'm your platform assistant for today. Welcome anybody who is new, or if you've been here 1, 2, 3, or 1,000 times. Welcome. You're important to us. So, let's start off by saying our vision and mission statements. So let's see that, say this together. Our vision statement. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement. Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. Every Sunday, Unity churches around the world say the Unity Affirmation. It is our statement of belief. And so I'd like us to say this together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good omnipotence. So I see we have no youth, chronological youth. But we have plenty of youth at heart, right? And so let's just bring to mind any little ones chronologically that we may have in our lives. And all of us as adults seeking the child of God in us. And let's say this blessing together for ourselves and everyone. Children of God, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. So our announcements. We have some flyers out in the foyer. It's for a workshop. It's a workshop on the Adventures in Sacred Healing. It's going to be on September 9th at the First Unity Church on Butler Hill Road. It's going to be offering information and experiences for several different healing techniques. So there's yoga, Reiki, nutrition, meditation, drumming, crystal balls, aromatherapy, and affirmative prayer. So if you're interested in any of those and you want to lift your consciousness, please feel free to come. You're all welcome. And it runs from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's flyers out there that you can grab. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Our movie night has been switched to July 28th. That's a Friday night, and it starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be on 5,000 blankets. Wow. Anyway, it looks like a really nice, good movie. Has a good message to it. So you're all invited to come. And coming to movie night is really, it's pretty spectacular. I love coming here and just watching a movie with somebody. It's different than if you watch it at home and, you know, you do housework in between the commercials and all this other stuff. Well, I don't do that, but maybe you do. Anyway, just watching a movie and having the energy, you know, of all the entire group, especially when it's a touching movie. It's a marvelous experience. So you're invited to come. Unity Prayer, it's a Zoom class. Can people still come to that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it started July 11th.
Yeah.
But it runs for 6 weeks, so you can join if you like. And it covers what Unity Prayer is, and Vernetta is teaching it. And it's on Zoom. Unity 101, Breaking the Ten Commandments. We have two classes left. The next one is July 30th, and that is going to be after church services. So on that Sunday, it starts at 12:15. And that is also another mind-blowing and commandment-breaking type of experience where we look at the Ten Commandments in a kind of a unique way. Only Eric Butterworth, who I love, could say it in such a unique and understandable way. So please come to that if you'd like to. It's after fellowship. There's going to be an Enneagram class, which I'm going to be teaching on Zoom. It's going to be a three-hour class. It's part of my LUT requirements. It's going to be on Wednesday, August the 2nd, from 6:30 in the evening to 9:30 at night. And you're all invited to attend. Just let me know if you want to come so that I can send you the link to the Zoom thing. And it's going to be talking about the different personalities that we have. And, well, we all have these characteristics in our personality. We don't all have split personalities, just some of us. Anyway, it's going to be it's an interesting class. And it will give you some insight. The reason I'm teaching it is to let you know, I mean, if there's anybody in your life who's like, what is wrong with that person? If you're saying that about somebody, there's probably nothing wrong with them. It's just their personality, because we do things because we're hardwired to do things. And so it will help you give some insight into the different personalities and then help you understand also your own personality. And why did I do that again? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it'll ease some emotional pain for you and help you come to some acceptance and some peace of mind. So the Oasis Food Pantry is out there, out in the foyer someplace. It's under a table, I think. Where is it, Judy? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in the, it's by the coat rack. So if you have any food or clothing or toiletries, you can bring those and then Judy... Oh, no clothing. Sorry. I should have read this ahead of time. Okay, so if you want to give some, just go see Judy. And I think that's it. So you want to have, let's have some more wonderful music from Denise Rogier.
You change dust into gardens, pieces into peace, tears into fountains, chains into release. Doubt into action, vision renewed, perfect creation unfolding in view. You hold on, love, heaven inside you. No matter what you go through, and if your dreams burn down to ashes, you rise. Power of bread lifted up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dust into gardens, pieces into peace.
Well, good morning again. You know, when you think about, I don't know if you know, but I think about these lessons titles. Oh gosh, I guess a month or so in advance of when we put the newsletter out. And I never look at the Daily Word. But this is timed so perfectly because the Daily Word, and I was sitting there and I said, well, I can go home. My work is done here. The Daily Word, I reflect the brilliant light of God. That's really what this is all about. And that's what a light that shines in the darkness is all about. I love this set of scriptures from John 8, starting with the 12th verse. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And when I read that scripture, what jumps right out at me, what stands out for me in this set of passages, is when it says, we'll have the light of life. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of the Unity Movement, in the Revealing Word, he gives this definition of the meaning of light. He says, light is the understanding principle in mind, and in divine order, it always comes first into consciousness or first into your awareness. Light is a symbol of wisdom. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he meant that he was the expresser of truth in all aspects. The world is all this. And in other words, he was saying, all there is, I express. And see, if you follow scripture a little bit, you'll find that, you know, people always want to come to me and say, well, you know, it says in the Bible. And so I come back with them and I say, yes, but Jesus Christ said, I am in the Father and the Father in me. And where did he say he was? In us. And if you believe that, then we have the same capability of becoming the best that we can be through the Christ that is in us. And I like that thought. I like the thought that I have someone that was showing me the way to be the best that I can be in this skin that I happen to have on. And I really like to be in the awareness of that. Charles Fillmore also expresses when we talk of inner light, we are speaking of the illumination of spirit in the center of every person's being. So we have that in us. I bet you never thought of yourself as a light, have you? Oh, yes, you have, because you're truth students. I know that, because most of you, well, not most of you, I don't want to do that. I want to say all of us let our lights shine. And how do we do that? By showing empathy. We care for one another by caring for our world, by trying to be an expression of God on this earth plane. And what does that expression mean? It means being peaceful, being loving unconditionally. It means not judging one another's faults if there's anyone out here that may have a fault. It means looking beyond the appearances of situations even. We all, well, some of us watch the news and read the papers, but if you don't do that, someone's going to come put a bug in your ear about what's going on in the world, right? But we can look through that and see the truth in all things. We can look through that and know we can make a change, because what? We are the light. We are the understanding. We are the wisdom that can move through these human experiences. I was reading some material. I don't know if anyone in here has... I used to have a class with Reverend Ed Townley years and years ago when I was at Unity. I don't know if you've read any of his material, but if you go on Truth Unity, you know any minister that has produced some periodicals, their information is out there. Well, Reverend Ed Townley, he was an ordained Unity minister, a well-known Bible teacher. He made his transition back in 2020, but he wanted his listeners and followers to know, as he would want us today by looking at his material, he wanted us to find and recognize the light in us that is our true expression. You have that light in you. And what did we say Charles Fillmore said it was? The understanding principle in mind. That's your capability to understand when you come across that personality that might draw you back a little. Or when you're in the midst of that situation, to understand you are greater than your experiences. Because you are the light. You are part of the whole. You are allowing the Spirit of God in you to express through you as you. Isn't that a wonderful thought? All that is in you. Take some time in quiet. Meditate on that. Just contemplate on that. We were talking about something downstairs. Well, for me, if I'm going down that path of negativity, I'm going to pull something that I've heard or read. I am the light of God. God expresses through me. My light grows brilliant and brillianter, if that's a word. Every single moment of my life, like you, I'm dedicating myself to this truth. I'm making that commitment that I am going to walk the light of truth. I'm going to be the light in the world. And you know what? When you go out and about and somebody comes into the perimeter of your energy, they're going to know you're the light of the world. They're going to know that there's something about you that draws them in, that makes them feel good, that makes them feel at peace about themselves. That's what the light in us shines out and captures in the world. In studying the New Testament, we find the writers from Paul through Revelations using the image of light to describe the powerful effects of the teachings of Jesus Christ. And what they have upon your life when you study them and practice them and walk in the pathway of them. And if you study closely, what they describe is not the opposite of darkness, but they describe a light that has no darkness. It is the light that we truly are, shining with new possibilities and new choices. You know, I said often, life is a lot of choices, isn't it? And we want to make the right ones. We want to make them through the power of our understanding, through the power of the wisdom that is within us. If you never take time to connect, you're not going to really know what that is. But when you take time, I like the way that Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. When you take time, you know. You know. And that is the light that shines wherever it is and whatever it's doing. So, did you know someone is in need of you to shine this day? You never know what a smile, a touch, an act of kindness might do for someone when they're not aware of the light. Sometimes when we come up against crabby folks, we match tit for tat, don't we? Because we forget who we are. However, imagine that exchange if we give love instead of aggravation. Oh my, what a difference that exchange will make. Empathy, compassion, understanding. That is being the light that you are. So, let's fast forward to today's world. Jesus Christ said, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. whoever follows me, in other words, whoever listens and absorbs the teachings, and will not only absorb them, but will go forth expressing them, will have the light of life. To me, that says that all that is necessary for an abundant human experience is in me as the light of life. What more confirmation do we need than that? If I am going to follow his teachings, then I am the light of the world. Maybe not the whole world, but this little environment that I'm in, my vibrations, those within my sphere of hearing and sound and whatever. You know, when we think about we live, move, and have all our being and knowing in spirit, that's powerful. That's powerful even as a thought. Reverend Tomsley wrote, "It's not that in the light we are free from fear-based ideas, but and from collective consciousness or from our own input. Rather, it's that we know the light that we are." So our choices become surer and easier. And what he's saying here is not so much going forth and saying, "I'm the light of the world." That's not going to free you from anything that you may be holding on to as a fear or an experience, or that collective consciousness feeds into our minds. And an example of that is, it's raining, you're going to catch a cold if you go out there. That's collective consciousness. Because in essence, we are what? You know, let's hear it. Whole. In essence, you are whole. And the thought just occurred to me that light makes us whole because we have come to the understanding. Charles Fillmore also wrote, "When the mind is lifted up in meditation and prayer, the whole body glows with spiritual light." This spiritual light transcends all laws of matter and intellect here on this earth plane. It is so much more than all that. How do we be what we were created to be? How do we be a light for others who may need, as we say every Sunday morning, a beacon? How do we be that beacon? By walking the talk and by walking the path of truth, by practicing the truth that we know. Once we understand and know, we are the Christ, and in that truth lies waiting to express through our clear and loving, light-filled choices. I don't only want to live in the light, I want to be the light. How about you? Be the expression of God that we were created to be in the beginning. So we're going to start right here, right now, this morning. We're going to start. I'm going to give you a poem, and then we're going to affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. But I want you to relax into this right now as I read this poem to you. I want you to take a deep breath, get in a comfortable position, and just absorb these words. I'm sure we all want to express the light that is within us right here, right now, and going forth. So this is some things you can practice in order to let that light shine. Let it become a brilliant beacon. And you'll know this poem, but I want you to just observe the words as I affirm them for you right now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. And it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And that was taken from Make Me an Instrument of Your Peace, Saint Francis of Assisi. So let us begin our time of meditation with the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So take a deep breath and relax even deeper. This is a time where we journey within to that light within. This is a time where we go apart and let ourselves absorb what it means to be the light. We want to come into conscious awareness that it is attainable, that it's nothing, something far off from us, that we can't reach, that we can't strive for. The light is in us. The more we experience this truth, the more we grow in this truth. That light within becomes a burning blaze for anyone seeking warmth, for anyone seeking peace. We let the vibrations of our inner being flow out. And flow in. With each breath that we take, we journey deeper to the center, to the truth of our being. With each breath that we take, we breathe in that which has been known for eons of centuries. I like the thought that wherever you are in any given moment, you are on hallowed ground. Meaning that that is spiritual light. That is nourishment for the soul. And as we reach that point deep within, we step over the threshold and immediately we are one with the light, with the energy, with the peace, with the unconditional love of spirit. As we step over that threshold, immediately we know our oneness. We know we are one with the universe. No separation. And as we step over the threshold of our inner chamber, we know that God is, and that we are. No separation, only the light that illumines the universe. And so we take a moment right here, right now, to soak up and absorb and to feel the light of our being grow stronger, filling and lighting our whole body. And we take a few moments to soak and breathe in the fruits of our being right here, right now, in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so giving thanks for the gifts received in the quiet, the gifts of assurance that our path is clear, the gifts of knowing that our lights shine brighter, the gift of knowing our oneness with one another. And we take another few moments to give thanks for all that we have received in the quiet. Dear God, we thank you for moments like this. Moments when we can do as the psalmist bid, come apart a while and rest. Moments in which we are enriched and enlightened. Moments in which our purpose is fulfilled. And so we offer gratitude to you, to those around us that support us, to those that lift us up when we may not be aware that our lights are shining. And for all these things, we are grateful. So we say, right here, right now, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim our good right here, right now. Amen.